Thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful meditation. We thank you so much for the blessing of having you with us on a regular basis. We couldn't be more pleased and thankful. Now, to step into the next part of our evening, let's get started with opening the phone lines to have you share with all of us what your experiences have been over the last couple of weeks. Remember, star 6 and 1, and kind of please try to keep your comments as short as you can so that everybody can who wants to comment can comment. So here we go. The first person who would like to ask a question, give us some comments, we would really appreciate it.
I think it's important that we discuss as a group what your impressions have been energetically. There wasn't a lot of rational mind concepts given in the last session. It was an energetic imprint that was given, massive energetic imprint. So this is something new. Generally, we are given the concepts and then the energetics. So I think it, my personal opinion is, I think it's giving us an opportunity to be more cognizant of our energetic field and energy of any kind.
Okay. Our first caller, you're on with the boys and girls tonight. Hello.
Hello. Hi. It's Lucia, Chicago.
Hello.
Hello. I would like to share this amazing time. And after we activated the fourth triad, I believe the ability to be stable in present moment, absolutely amazing. And even, you know, I believe it's hard to make yourself or something upset or react on something. So for me, it's amazing time, absolutely stable, absolutely conditioned when you know everything and the answer before you even ask the question is actually no question right now. It's amazing. But I believe, actually, I am not rational, but I have a question about third triad, because actually, like, inside of us, we have the third triad connected to the pineal gland, crown chakra, and soul star. And here, when we activate and connect it to the third triad, maybe I was wrong, but I hear like it is a crown chakra, soul star, and the eighth chakra. Is it correct, or I need to clear up this question about the third triad?
It is the third triad that you're speaking of.
Yeah.
So, actually, Lucia, we are not going to have basic question and answer this session, but if anybody else would like to talk about this or give some input on their experience, this little session here, even though it comes across the screen as a Q&A session, it's just about voicing what's happening to you in those last 2 weeks and your energetic impressions, which you have done very succinctly.
Yes, but it's amazing condition right now, unbelievable, stable, certain, capable, and really happy, really, really happy at the present moment. This
wonderful.
Is what it just, I cannot even, you know, say enough.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, keep smiling.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, you're next up. Hello.
Hi, this is Joanne from Vancouver. I've really noticed there's a fullness that's in the upper realms, the upper chakras, and there's a fullness in my head. But the way that it's actually manifesting in my life is it feels like a portal that's opening into, through me and in my life. So there's not a lot of ups and downs emotionally. There's a lot of stability. And there is I really noticed that old patterns of where I would have before criticized myself or been judgmental or whatever those things are, it may flit in, but then there's a brand new energy that comes through that offers a completely different perspective and alternative that's happening. So I'm just being really present with it. My life is very quiet right now. I'm very internal and still and on my own, which I feel is, I do go out in the world though, so it helps me to really see me with me and then me in relation that I'm noticing. So I'm very curious, like I'm just receiving it right now rather than trying to make anything happen with it.
So. That's a great attitude.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. You're next up.
Hi, this is Sharka.
Hi, Sharka.
I have a similar experience as who was a caller before. I have noticed a different change in my consciousness again, and I knew that it's like deeper unity, and then understanding of unity or practicing unity. And then I asked the question, what is that new thing? Because I know that I started to experience more unity before. Now the kind of answer came that, or it was like an actual experience of empathy. And with that, and I know that I'm a compassionate person, but empathy is something different. I probably didn't practice before that much because I saw the difference with also with that judgment that with the empathy, there is no room for judgment. And
right.
That was very, very refreshing because I've been trying to eliminate judgment, you know, for a long, long time. And I know I made progress. However, this was it. This was an experience which I want to practice now more because I don't want to have any judgment. And I know I need to see it within me more deeply, but it was a very clear experience.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Sharka, for sharing.
Thank you.
You're next on with the group. Hello.
Hi, this is Lindley from the mountains.
Hi, Lindley.
I just wanted to say that so much has happened and heightened in my reality as a result of activating the 9th, 10th, and 11th chakras. I'm trying to find words for all of it, but I spent part of the last 2 weeks helping a 99-year-old woman stay on the planet and holding sacred space for her. During that time period, I was listening to the recordings of the Crystal Conference and working with the Blue Star Tetrahedron and the 9th, 10th, and 11th chakras. And my communications with this woman, who speaks very little English, was so intense. We were doing, I can't even explain it, but we were communicating in a nonverbal way that truly had to do with those higher chakras.
Yeah.
I was seeing what she was seeing, and I was sensing what she was sensing. And it was such a loving experience for us both. It was just different. It was more intense than anything else I'd experienced with working with others. And then
beautiful.
I went to my sister's house afterwards to kind of lay low and think about whatever, and I ended up being very, very sick.
Oh.
In that illness, which I don't know if it was just the body's way of dealing with all that was going on, or a cleansing, but there was such, I'm trying to find the words, I'm very visual, so I see things.
Mm-hmm.
All the ancestors, known and unknown, came to support me. All of the energetic beings that I work with in a shamanic practice came to be with me. And my beautiful sister was picking up on elements of beings that work with me and was working with me energetically. And I feel as if it was the further opening of these chakras that allowed this experience to take place the way it did, and in such a profound, I'm still processing, but it was kind of walking in between these spaces that we don't normally walk between, or that I walk between when I do ceremony, but there was no need for ceremony. It was immediate and instantaneous. So as the shaman, not having to do some of the ritualized things that one usually has to do was just so beautiful and so marvelous. You know, all I can say is thank you.
Oh, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing.
Boy, you've had a couple of weeks that you can only characterize as wow.
Yeah, it was a wow, a big wow.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you sharing. Okay, you're on with the group.
Hi, this is Beth in Switzerland.
Hi, Beth.
Hi. What I've noticed is really a much more refined frequency in my whole field, and a higher sense of joy. And I've noticed the interaction with other people is quite different. I ended up because of a variety of reasons, in a group last weekend, and somebody had a physical breakdown and needed to be helicoptered to the hospital and so on. And somehow all of that just unfolded, everything in its place at the right time, going to the hospital. It was just everything in time. It was really amazing. And I had a very high feeling of everything's going to be okay, and everything was okay. So I'm feeling this, and I realize that sometimes illness opens us up to other possibilities. I'm very aware of that. But I've also noticed with my frequency, the way it is right now, that I personally haven't been sick. I've been surrounded by people with flu and everything. For the moment, I'm still just bouncing at a higher space. But I'm also, it's very interesting to me that as we develop all these new tools, just as the previous caller said, sometimes illness will open up a new space for us. So it's not a judgment around that. It's just an awareness. So that's kind of what I would like to share.
Oh, well, thank you, Beth. That was wonderful.
Yes.
Yes, I think it's just a whole new world that's opening up to us. So I thank you for sharing.
You're next on with a group.
Hi there. This is Susie from Oregon. Hello.
Hello.
I've been feeling a big shift in that my column feels like it's really opened up from that 9th, 10th, 11th, that fourth triad. It feels like I'm more calm in my space. And I had an incident come up this week, or a challenge. We had a problem with our heat pump, and this technician ended up yelling into my face that I did something wrong, and that I know I did not do. And I stood there as he's blasting at me, and my heart just opened up. God, this guy is so tired. He's just exhausted from all the overwork he's been doing, and he's yelling at me. Instead of going into the victimization and feeling bad and like, oh my God, I must have done something. I just was really in a different space and calm, and he ended up, it took him a little while, but he calmed down, and then everything was fine, and he never apologized, but still I was really amazed how well I held my space and my quietness and calm and ease and the compassion for this guy.
Wonderful.
Oh, jeez.
And you had no need to be defensive either. How great is that?
Yeah, it's very great.
Well, thank you for sharing, Susie.
Yeah, what a neat experience.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're next up with the group.
Hey, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. You know, I'm just going to describe, you know, energetically what I've been experiencing since we've started on this fourth triad. And, you know, and my crown was already open. I was already receiving extraordinary amounts of light. Now it's almost like a turbocharger at times. And compressing the light in, I mean, just really, I mean, I can feel the light being compressed. It has a denseness to it. And being, you know, pouring into the brain, into the pineal, and all through the body. And another thing that I've experienced is I'm starting to feel energy. I'm starting to feel a current of energy come up from the earth through my feet. I mean, I can feel it physically. So very significant energy running through the body right now, and that's some of what I've been experiencing.
Wow, beautiful.
Talk about lighting up your life, huh?
Yeah, big time.
Big time. Well, you know, when the Lords of Light activated that fourth triad, we anchored that into the earth, into the Christed matrix. So it doesn't surprise me that you're feeling that wonderful, powerful energy from the earth.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I focus on that a lot, too, you know, giving it to the earth. So, yeah, that's a big time.
Well, thank you for sharing, Joe.
Very nice, Joe.
Oh, thanks for hearing me.
Next caller, you're on with the group. Hello.
Hello, good evening. Matteo from Toronto.
Hi.
Hi, hello. I'm experiencing more or less what other students just shared, and so the only thing I want to share is I was sitting in the chair. It was a good day. It didn't happen after again, but I put my attention on the fourth chakra in a fourth triad, and suddenly I felt like Superman. My chest expanded, and my muscle on my chest, I don't know, expanded, and I felt so much energy in my arms, like closing my fist and opening up, you know, when you do the exercise, and I don't know, I felt this power and this, the air came in, so my upper chest expanded, and I felt like Superman, and I said, what's going on? You know, I'm going to start flying out the window, but that's the sensation.
Well, you might.
Yeah. So when I put my attention there, I felt this rush of energy, and that's how my body experienced it. Like, I felt like uplifting, yeah. That's
wow.
Yeah, it just happened at that moment, though. I tried after an hour, didn't happen. So I don't know. It depends if I think I was a very good space and very present. So that was my experience. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Bye-bye, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're next on with the group.
Hi, this is Joanne from New York.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi. I've been experiencing massive amounts of energy, but contrary to what I've had in the past, this is not unsettled, and it's very even. Mm-hmm. And one day, the first time, it actually felt like the atmosphere around me was actually vibrating. Yeah, but like I said, it wasn't unsettling, you know, very comfortable. And I've been in a few situations these past few days that normally would have made me at the very least hesitant, if not downright avoiding it. But I went right into it without any hesitation, without any planned thoughts or strategy to deal with it, and the words I needed just came. It was unbelievable. And the person that I talked to is someone that most people run from, and she just didn't have any reply at all. It was kind of funny. And I just sailed through it. And I, after it was over, I thought, how in the world did that even happen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just think that we are developing this massive unified field, and it extends in ways that we don't fully understand now. But the light that we are capable of emanating is unbelievable. Well, thank
and I
you.
Think we all need to do what you do, and that is be very quiet and observe and listen to what's going on. And you did a real job of that during that conversation. That's pretty neat.
Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
You're next on with the group.
This is Terry, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really interesting experience. I received a check in the mail Saturday, and I've been waiting almost a year to get it.
Oh.
And the bank wasn't open, so I just put it in the envelope because I had some errands to run, and I was going to put it in the night deposit, and I couldn't find it anywhere. Katie had shared Hector Garcia's book with us, and he had etherically put money in his bank account that showed up, and I thought, you know what? Why not me? And I searched my car top to bottom, couldn't find it anywhere, but something, I just asked, and I kind of knew it was going to be somewhere. And today, my other car, I went to put my sunshades in it, and I looked in the side little panel, and there was the envelope with the check. I hadn't even been in that car.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
I know. It's amazing. Anyways, that's it. Life's good here.
Well, thank you for sharing, Terry.
Yes, that's terrific. Okay, well, thank you, everybody, for sharing with us. That's what we were looking for and the feedback that we needed. So